In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durth, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. Once again, our podcast is designed specifically to introduce our audience to people who are making a difference in the world today, people that are out there making a better world for each and every one of us and creating more harmony along the way. And we all know that's something we need today. And so today I'm excited to introduce you to Benny Samuels. And Benny Samuels is the president right now of the AYA Foundation. And I'm going to let Benny introduce herself and tell you a little bit about her background and how she came to be a part of this wonderful organization that we're going to spend some time talking about today. So Benny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, Tom, and listeners. It's wonderful to be here with you this morning. Thanks for the invitation. Yes, my name is Benny Samuels. I serve as the president of AYA Foundation. And AYA Foundation is a new community foundation in the state of Colorado. It's primarily designed and its mission is to support entrepreneurship and business ownership and close the wealth gap in the Black community. I think we all know that there is, from historical perspective and from a policies perspective, that there is a significant disparity in wealth within minority communities and particularly the Black communities. And so AYA seeks to rectify that and help support and serve entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners build generational wealth.
That's fabulous. And thank you for bringing that to us today. We really, truly appreciate that. I want to find out a little bit about the organization itself. How did it get started? I mean, it sounds like it's doing a phenomenal job out there and you're helping people along the way. How did this come about?
Yes, and I want to emphasize that we are a startup organization. Our IRS 501c3 designation came only in 2020. And so we are just at the beginning of this journey. But this all got started with the vision of a young Black leader in our community. Her name is Jice Johnson. She runs a for-profit business support consulting organization. And she had been spending time in her community supporting, you know, business owners who wanted to get started. And she'd been doing that from a for-profit in a very philanthropic way, right? So she built workshops and programs that were being offered free of charge or with a sliding scale based on what people could afford. And so she just had this vision for a community foundation that would serve primarily the Black community in Colorado, because quite frankly, it doesn't exist, right? There are foundations, many foundations that serve women, that serve the Latino community, that serve the Jewish community, that serve the LGBTQ community. But really, there isn't in Colorado until now, there is, but there wasn't a foundation that that was designated to serve primarily the Black community. So this is the vision of a young, you know, brilliant, you know, Black leader who's been working in our community to support Black economic development for a long time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So she saw that light at the end of the tunnel and said, let's go for it.
Yes.
Let's go find some brightness in our lives these days. That's fabulous. That's wonderful. Well, there are other organizations out there, aren't there, that would be open to the Black community too?
Absolutely. There are several organizations in our community that do the programmatic work that AYA Foundation does, which is support entrepreneurship and business ownership. And we, our motto at AYA is that we partner first. So we are really in conversations and or partnership with several of those organizations so that we are doing it together, right? Because I think we all know that that's really the way to go, right? When we gain efficiencies, we don't, double, the efforts, right? I mean, if we don't need to. So partnership is really important to us. And there are many organizations out there that also do this. I think that for us, it was important to offer these programs because we get to offer it from a cultural and historical perspective that meets the need of the Black community, right? Not every community has experienced slavery. Not every community has experienced a Black Wall Street situation, right? And so in the context of the Black experience, we deliver services and programs that build on that context and that take into account that context.
And they're tailored specifically to that.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, that collaboration and that sense of focus are the reasons you're successful today. So that's fabulous. So what type of programs do you offer? I know you said you're helping the entrepreneurs and you're learning from other organizations, but when these programs got started, what did you develop to make it successful like that? What programs do you offer for folks?
Yeah. And, I the foundation is does two things. It's almost like we have two lines of business, right? One is a programmatic offerings. So we actually offer, it's very unusual to have a foundation, a community foundation that's also an operating foundation, which means that we operate programs. And so we offer four very specific programs. One is called Jumpstart My Biz, which is just a four Tuesdays in March and October, aspiring entrepreneurs come into a classroom with us and they learn the fundamentals of setting up their business. What do I have to do with the State Department to set up my business? Should I be an S-Corp? Should I be an LLC? Should I be a social enterprise? Just the basics of business setup. And that's really designed for people who are thinking about, starting a business, or people who are just at the very beginning. So we offer that twice a year. It's a wonderful class. It's very fun. And our facilitators are wonderful. So it's a great place for people to be. We also offer a peer-to-peer business coaching, one-on-one business coaching opportunity for folks. So there are people who are already running their business, but an example would be like, I may be running my business and I have gotten it to the point where I have a job, a day job, 3 days a week, and I'm running my business 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I really want to make that transition to being a full-time business owner, right? So how do I do that? And so we have coaches who help, take entrepreneurs wherever they are in their business, ask them, where do you want to go next? And then walk with them for 6 months to get them to that place, right? It could be lots of different things. There are people who are like, well, I just want to develop a marketing plan, right? And so then they work with a coach to do that. Or they might say, I want to, who knows? We just take businesses from wherever they are. And then we put a coach to work with you on that. And then we also have a program that's just like a referral and connection program. I think part of the disparity is that the Black community hasn't had all the access that other communities have had, right? Access to capital, that's very well documented, you know, and access to resources. And so we do a lot of connecting of aspiring entrepreneurs, small business owners, to professional services that they may need, right? Like, do you need a lawyer? Do you need a lawyer to help you put together your contracts or your intellectual property situations? Or, you know, do you need an accountant, right? Do you need somebody to work on your taxes with you? Do you need a business plan? Do you need somebody to help you create a business plan, right? Mm-hmm. So connecting them to professionals who can support them in growing their business and connecting them to capital. Right. This is the other side. So that's the programmatic side. The other side of the foundation is really we are a what you would think of as building a traditional philanthropic organization that does grant making. And our grant making is directed towards startups. Right. So there are people who may need, you know, I don't have $5,000 to do my website, right? Or $10,000, however it costs. So then we support entrepreneurs with grants to be able to just get things going or get things started or get to the next level. So we do that via grants to entrepreneurs.
That is amazing. As you're sitting there talking, I'm reflecting back on my getting started in business.
Yes.
And making a bad decision about how I even wanted to form.
Yes.
And how it would have been so much nicer financially, yes. Tax-wise, everything to make the right decision early on like that. That is brilliant. So somebody's given an awful lot of thought to what is needed out there.
So, well, actually, I'll say we understand what is needed because we are on the ground with aspiring entrepreneurs. And mm-hmm. I think that's really a different take of a philanthropic organization. That's why we operate programs, because that way we're always in the know, because we're always with entrepreneurs. So we understand what the challenges are and what the needs are at the time, right? We don't need to survey people. We don't need to, because we're with them, you know, all day.
Well, the business world is changing on a day-to-day basis, especially over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, everything was seemed to be going well, and then the pandemic came along. How did you adjust what you were doing when the pandemic was here, you know, as far as helping people make decisions along the way? Because that was a pretty tough thing for most everyone. And I'm just kind of curious how you handled that and kept your doors wide open to the people.
Well, I mean, the foundation came about, right? I mean, our biggest year was 2021. I mean, right, like the year that we sort of really kicked off, even though our 501c3 designation came in 2020, because of pandemic, we didn't do much there,
right.
Other than try to support businesses to know where, for instance, they could apply for a PPP loan, or who could do that for them, or who could guide them in that respect, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. After 2020, you know, we honestly, you know, a lot of Black businesses, you know, didn't survive or began to struggle, and so our services were very timely in that mm-hmm. respect. And so, you know, we still work on that. There are a lot of young entrepreneurs who started their business in the last 3 years and have had the interruption of the pandemic. So they haven't been able to build the networks that they were expecting to build. They haven't been able to get the capital that they were expecting to get, because right. there's been this incredible disruption to their plans. And so helping them get back on track mm-hmm. Has been important to us.
That's fabulous, because I think that threw so many people, and there you are, a foundation that is ready to put the pillow underneath them if they were falling and help them with that and be able to answer the questions in the moment. because that moment changed from day to day.
That's correct.
It was amazing. So thank you for being there for them. I'm just kind of curious, you know, you're talking about the Black community and you've got the young entrepreneurs and may not just be young. I would imagine you're open, but who can participate in this? How do you determine? Obviously, if you had 1,000 people standing at your door, you're going to have to make a decision on who gets advantage of this training program. How do you find your students? Where do you get the participants for this? Where do you find your young entrepreneurs, if you will?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tom, I personally have been working in this community for 35 years in social change, and particularly in positions where I'm serving the underserved community and communities that are not represented. So I kind of have an outreach background, and I lean a lot on that outreach background. I'm always outreaching. If I'm out there in community and I talk to someone who tells me that they're an entrepreneur, I tell them about AYA and I tell them what we're doing. And then, of course, you know, we are also, you know, like everybody else, we are building a database list, and we're building, you know, we're doing some social media work to reach out to folks. But, you know, part of it is that, and I think this is the beauty of AYA, right? Is that we are the people that are working on AYA are people that are of this community and in the community. And so it's fairly a lot easier for us to find people because we're with them.
Right. You're out there and you're shoulder to shoulder with them.
Right.
That's great. Does this cost a lot for the participants, or how do you fund what you're doing? How do you keep the doors open, if you will? Because you are an organization yourself that has to follow all those same guidelines. And one of those major things is finding the right money. So how do you do that?
Yes, that is, as you can imagine, as the president, what I spend most of my time doing is fundraising for the organization. And we have been so lucky to receive, support this year and last year from institutions. So we get institutional funding from foundations. You know, Rose Community Foundation was one of the first foundations that invested in us, the Colorado Health Foundation. Just last night, I got a note that Gates Family Foundation is going to support us. So we've been reaching out to institutions and applying for grants from institutions. The Denver Foundation has supported us, who are very interested in supporting economic development, because that's what we do. We've also had, you know, for a new organization that's just starting up, we've had, you know, really wonderful support from individual donors, people who give us $20 a month. You know, every bit helps. And so we've been doing it with individual donors, with institutional funders. We have some government, we have a government contract with the City and County of Denver that we are a part of, an ecosystem that that we're part of. So, you know, but we continuously need to fundraise because our programs are either free or a sliding scale fee. We ask our participants that they may make a donation to AYA to participate of any amount that they can make. And if they can't make a donation, then that's fine too. We welcome them, but we don't want having to pay for this guidance and this support to be a barrier to getting it. And so it's either free or a sliding scale donation. And we're really building this culture with our participants that, you know, this has happened. We've had participants who came into our, say, you know, peer-to-peer coaching program for free, and they took it for free, and now their businesses are growing and doing well, and now they're paying for their own coaching, right? I mean, that's like super impact. That makes us super happy. And it's sort of like we're building this culture where we're helping people understand that this is going to be a circular thing where today I help you and tomorrow you help somebody else.
That's fantastic. Because when you're talking about free or a sliding scale, when you're thinking about beginning a new business, it isn't usually that you have a pocket full of money.
No, right.
You've got a great idea. You've got a great concept. You've got a great product. You've got a great,
right.
You know, and that greatness doesn't do anything unless you can get it out there and get it rolling. And
yeah,
your opportunity that you're offering to people to say that we want you out there working, we want you out there creating more income for the community and for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the foundation money to begin with, it doesn't happen. So that is fabulous. I think that's wonderful what you're doing there.
Yeah. If I could just, one thing that I say to funders all the time, which is really a fact, you know, in dominant cultures and in more affluent, you know, communities, if you're going to start a business, I mean, I have a lot of friends that I went to college who have benefited from this, right? That people have an idea, they have a concept, they want to start a business. And a lot of people have an opportunity to just go to their family and say, hey, I want to start this business. Will you help me do this? And will you invest in my business? And so they you know, people get $10,000 from their grandmother and $20,000 from their aunt.
Right,
and you know,
right.
I mean, families come in, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And that in order to do that, your family also has to be solvent, right? In the Black community, that doesn't happen very often, right? I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, as a community, the affluence to be able to do that for your own isn't there. So we kind of want to be that for our community. We want to be the angel and the friends and family investor for our community.
I love it.
That and is- cheerleader, not just the investor, and the cheerleader.
Cheerleader, yeah. So, well, speaking of cheerleading, how do you measure their success? How do you
yes.
know that you're successful?
Yes. Well, one of the things that our donations and our grants is paying for as we speak that we just kicked off this week is our evaluation of our programs. So mm-hmm. we have just hired a contractor evaluator who is going to set up not only our, you know, our metrics, right? How do we collect our data and where do we collect our data? But they're also helping us build our evaluation strategy. And so that's sort of in the works to be built. But I can tell you that what I want to see, and I think that what any investor would want to see in AYA is, you know, when a business came to us, when a business, an aspiring entrepreneur or a startup entrepreneur came to AYA, they were here. Mm. And after a period of time, a year, 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it takes, they are over here. So how do we, and obviously we don't do it alone. Those businesses are also getting support services from other organizations and mm-hmm. other people, right? I mean, mm-hmm. this all has to be done collectively. But where were they and how have we moved the needle for them as business owners? Do they now have a new employee? Did they go from zero to one? Did their revenue and their profit, grew? Were they able to launch their product? You know, I mean, those kinds of sort of business, you know, metrics.
So you've got it all the way from they walk in the door going,
right.
to making the very foundation decisions, looking at what's involved in all the aspects of running and creating a business, all the way to we're going to follow you and make sure you're doing
yes.
well. That
yes.
you've got, it's a complete
yes
circular process.
Yeah.
And then getting those people involved to help others.
Exactly. And here's the thing, Tom, that is very clear to me in my 35 years of experience in serving community and creating social change. It's very clear to me that to take a family or an entrepreneur or a young person from point A to point Z, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of wraparound services. It takes a lot of sticking with them. It doesn't happen in a little bit of time. We just have to wrap it. That's the way I have done it with first time mothers living in poverty, with foster care kids, with right. Like it, if you want to take somebody from point A to point Z, you have to just walk with them. And right. That's what we're doing.
Right. Wow, that's fabulous. So because of our time frame, I'm going to have to ask you to share with us before we leave how people can find you. If you would spell out your website name for us, because Aya is spelled not with an I. and so we want to make sure people get that. And when they get to your website, there is a place where they can donate, because this is such an incredible thing. It's going to help our economy. It's going to help our society. We want people to be able to have the opportunity to contribute to that and be part of it. So how can they find you?
Yes, thank you. You can go to our website, which is ayafoundation.org, and that is spelled AYA foundation.org. And there is a place to donate there. You can also, there's a place to reach me there if you wanted to talk more about the foundation and how you want or can get involved. Because although donations are critically important, we also need, you know, lawyers and accountants and business people to lean in with us. If you have the time and the expertise and you'd like to support an entrepreneur with that time and expertise, we would welcome that. We have several lawyers supporting entrepreneurs with their contracts and other legal matters. We have several accountants supporting entrepreneurs with getting their books set up, right? So if you have an expertise and you have a little time, your time is very valuable to us, in addition to any donations. I will also say that we are a community foundation. So if you have a donor advice fund or want to open one, or if you're a family that's looking for a place to put your family fund, we'd be happy to host it for you and help you do the charitable and philanthropic work that you want to do in our community. And that would also help our mission. You don't have to be always giving to, if you're in the philanthropic sector with us, you don't have to be giving to economic development. You could give to the things that you care about, food and shelters and all those things. But if you do it with us, then, you know, you're also supporting us to grow as a foundation. So there's lots of ways to connect. I really invite you to do that. I'd love to hear from people who have the time to support and expertise to support. We are also obviously would be very grateful for your donations.
One-stop shopping.
Yes.
One-stop enhancing. I love that. That's fabulous. Well, Benny, I cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate you bringing this message to our listeners, because I think that you are doing an amazing job. You truly are changing the world, and the harmony that you're creating out there in the business world is absolutely amazing, and you fit right in with the people that we're talking to here. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. And once again, ladies and gentlemen listening, the Aya Foundation is AYAFoundation.org. Please go visit them. contact Benny and do what you can to make this a better world for all these folks. Thank you, Benny, so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. And for the rest of you, please tune in again next week. We will have another message from someone doing fabulous things out there to change this world for the better. There's so much of that going on, and we just need to tap into it so people realize that it's not all bad news, that there's a lot of good things going on out there, and there's a lot of harmony happening. So come and visit our website, theharmonygoal.com. And if you'd like to subscribe, please do that. And we'll keep in touch with you and let you know what we're doing. Take care, and we'll listen, we'll hear you or talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal Podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, we are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.